Chapter 14. As if he were a child half his age, Henry picked up a broken branch that had fallen from a tree and heaved it as hard as he could, letting out an explosive grunt of effort as he did so. He watched the branch spin through the air, but took no satisfaction in how hard he had thrown it. In earlier years, he probably would have grabbed up another branch and thrown it too, just to see if he could beat the first toss. Now, though, he was just letting off steam. Trying to, rather, because it wasn't working. He was just as upset now as he had been when he left the house to take this walk. How could Cordelia have done such a thing? Keller was a Yankee, the enemy, one of the invaders who were devastating the South. If things had been different, if he had met some northern girl, say, he wouldn't have fallen for her, no matter how pretty she was or how lonely he was. And Lord knew he was lonely these days. But he wouldn't have let himself feel anything except contempt for a Yankee. He couldn't. He was too loyal to the Confederacy. So why had she done it? He asked himself again. Why had Cordelia betrayed her homeland and her family? It wasn't for the supplies Keller had been bringing. Henry was sure of that. The family could have made do without those. It was true that all of them had lost weight and were starting to look a little gaunt, but they were still a long way from starving. It hadn't been a matter of life and death. Could it have been solely because Cordelia was, well, smitten with the Yankee? Henry supposed it was possible. As a male, he knew it was impossible for him to comprehend fully how any woman's mind worked, even a member of his own family. The question was, did that make it better or worse? What was the biggest betrayal? And what gave him the right to pass judgment on his sister in the first place? A nagging voice in the back of his head asked that question, and he wished it would just go away. He had to admit to some truth in the implied accusation. His own life was hardly perfect, his own behavior far from exemplary. He had gotten his brother's wife pregnant after all, and then married her, making her a bigamist. True, none of them had known that at the time, but still. Then he had allowed things to spiral out of control, until Polly wound up dead. Again, that hadn't been his fault, at least not directly, but he couldn't help but think that if he had done things differently, she might still be alive. By now they would be the parents of a beautiful baby, a son or daughter, who would have been a proud addition to the Brennan family. Henry shuddered and put his hands over his face. He felt the tears coming and could do nothing to hold them back. The power of his sobs shook him to the very depths of his being. He would have thought he was cried out months before, but that proved not to be the case. All the grief he had buried came welling back up. A part of him wondered if he would ever put it behind him for good. At first, he barely heard the screams. They were faint, but still audible, drifting through the crisp autumn air from the house and the barn. Henry lowered his hands and felt the cold bite of the wind on cheeks wet with tears. Something was wrong. The screams were cut short with a frightening abruptness. Henry took a step, then another, then broke into a run. The sudden crack of a shot made him go even faster. He was seized by an awful fear that whatever was wrong, he was going to be too late. Cordelia didn't recognize the voice of the man who had her in an iron grip, and for the moment she was too frightened to worry about such things. She just wanted to get loose. Panic raced through her veins. She struggled, but he was too strong for her. She was afraid for herself and afraid for Louisa as well. What had the man done to her? She felt herself dragged across the barn and heard the stamping sound of horses moving around nervously.
"Quit fighting," the man ordered her. "I'll wallop you if I have to. I will, and don't you forget it."
Cordelia thought she had heard the voice before, but she still had no idea who it belonged to. The man whirled her around and thrust her toward one of the horses. From the corner of her eye, she caught a glimpse of Louisa stirring slightly on the ground. At least she was still alive, Cordelia thought in relief. The man hadn't killed her. A calloused hand went away from her mouth, but before she could cry out, the man stuffed a rag between her lips. It tasted horrible, and she gagged on it, trying to spit it out. The man cuffed her on the back of the head, stunning her.
"Get up there," he said.
He shoved and lifted, and Cordelia found herself being thrown across a saddle. Behind her, Louisa sat up and screamed. The attacker couldn't be in two places at once. If he went to silence Louisa, Cordelia could slip down from the horse and run away. Clearly, he didn't want that to happen, because he stayed at Cordelia's side, shoving her forward and using a cord to lash her wrists together around the neck of the horse. Now she couldn't dismount. Wildly, Cordelia twisted her head toward the man, and for the first time got a good look at him. She recognized the burly shape and the heavy-jawed face, and after a second, she knew where she had seen him before. He was the Yankee sergeant who had been with the patrol Joseph led to the Brandon farm back when Henry had been summoned to town. She didn't recall his name, but she remembered that he seemed to have an intense dislike of the people he considered rebels. Now his face wore a murderous glare, and she knew he wouldn't hesitate to kill anyone who got in his way. Still screaming, Louisa pushed herself to her feet and ran unsteadily toward them. In the dimming light, Cordelia could make out the bloody welt and lump on Louisa's forehead, where the sergeant must have struck her earlier, knocking her unconscious as she came into the barn. Now she flailed at the burly sergeant, her fists bouncing futilely off his chest. He shoved her away, sending her tumbling off her feet again. He swung around and grabbed the reins of the second horse. Cordelia knew that if he rode off, leading the horse with her on it, no one would be able to catch them. There were no other mounts on the Brandon farm. She pulled desperately at the cord, binding her wrists, but was unable to loosen it. The sergeant mounted up and started toward the open doors of the barn, leading the horse Cordelia was on. Louisa scrambled to her feet and came after them, clutching at the harness of the sergeant's mount. She shrieked for help. Cordelia wondered where her mother and Henry were. Surely they had heard the screams by now. Cursing, the sergeant drew his foot out of the stirrup and kicked Louisa in the chest, sending her flying backward. He drew his pistol and twisted in the saddle, firing across his body at her. Cordelia screamed against the filthy rag in her mouth as she saw blood flying through the air, but the only sound that came out was a muffled squeak. Tears welled from Cordelia's eyes, tears of terror and sorrow. Again, she didn't know if Louisa was alive or dead, only that her friend was hurt. The sergeant urged both horses out of the barn and into the yard. Cordelia saw Abigail burst out of the house onto the porch. She tried to scream a warning, but no words came past the rag. Seeing movement, the sergeant threw a hurried shot toward the house. Cordelia flinched at the sound of the blast. Splinters exploded from the porch railing as the bullet struck it. Abigail ducked back through the still open door, evidently unhurt by the shot. "Please, God, don't let him hurt my mother," Cordelia prayed. She didn't care about herself anymore. She just wanted the sergeant to get away from here without harming anyone else. If that meant she had to go with him and submit to whatever he meant to do to her, then so be it. He kicked his horse into a run and headed past the barn, dragging the other mount behind him. Cordelia was hanging on for dear life now. Her position on the back of the horse was none too stable, and she knew that if she fell, being tied on as she was, she would wind up being dragged under the slashing hooves of the animal. As they galloped past the corner of the barn, Henry suddenly appeared, sprinting in from the fields. He leapt to the top of the stump that was used for splitting wood, hitting it with one foot as he launched himself in a flying tackle toward the sergeant. His arms went around the man as he crashed into him, driving him out of the saddle and off the horse. Loose now, Cordelia's horse raced on by. She tugged up on its neck as hard as she could, trying to get it to stop. The horse slowed, then came to a halt, but it wasn't motionless. It still danced around skittishly. Cordelia struggled to bring the animal under control. Finally, she made the horse turn so that she could see what was happening. Henry and the sergeant rolled on the ground, locked in a grim, desperate battle. The sergeant had dropped his pistol when Henry knocked him off the horse, thank goodness, but now he was trying to get his hands around Henry's throat and choke the life out of him. Henry fended off the attack as best he could, but the sergeant was heavier and stronger than him. The man's knee came up and smashed into Henry's groin, making him cry out in agony and curl up on the ground. The sergeant straightened him by smashing a fist to his jaw. With a decided advantage now, the man locked his hands around Henry's throat. Acting purely on instinct, Cordelia banged her heels against the sides of her mount and sent the horse leaping forward. She guided it as best she could toward the two men lying on the ground.